Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Love Letters is going to have a twist today. Love Letters to Kelly is not going to be Love Letters to Kelly.
What?
Kelly,
what?
You could take the day off. Young lady.
Well, why didn't someone call me before I got up and got dressed?
Well, you still have to be here. Today, it's going to be love letters to relationship expert Matthew Hussey. Kelly started reading his book, Get the Guy.
Get the Guy.
Earlier this year, and did she get the guy.
Got one.
It worked, and Matthew Hussey will be doing it with us in studio.
All right.
A little switcheroo for you guys.
Sounds good.
It's your big break.
Coming up in about 20, by the way. All right, the first challenge was issued for our top four contestants.
Uh-huh.
Our final four in the big break.
Want them to write us jingles.
Yeah.
For the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got to know them a little bit yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And their week of craziness began.
So, our first contestant that we're going to talk to this morning and hear her jingle is Isabella Englert. She's from Valley Cottage, New York. I think she told us 30 miles out of Manhattan yesterday. She's going to be attending the University of Miami next year. And she has a new puppy, and if I'm not mistaken, the puppy's name was Olivia.
Olivia.
Really testing my memory.
Let's ask Isabella herself. Isabella, right. Is your puppy's name, in fact, what Al said?
Olivia.
I'm very sorry. It's Oliver.
Oliver!
That was close.
Look at that.
That was close.
Very close.
Al right. Mixing up the genders.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah.
It happens a lot, but usually late at night.
So how you doing, Elizabeth? How are you doing, Isabella?
I'm good. Actually, a lot of people say Elizabeth, so it's totally fine.
Oh, really? Yeah, in fact, on your bio, you wrote that some of your friends call you Bella and some call you Izzy. Which one do you prefer?
Basically everyone calls me Bella. I was called Izzy when I was younger, but yeah, I like Bella better.
you had a Skype session with Linda Septian yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you guys discussed this because your stage name is going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did she like?
She actually liked Izzy because she said it was unique. So she kind of liked that it brought out my uniqueness, which I agreed. So,
okay. So she thinks Izzy yeah. Englert.
So from this point on, you are now known as Izzy Englert.
Izzy Englert.
If you want that. Do you want that, Isabella? This is still your career.
Sure. I don't know. I have to think about it, I guess.
Now you've got a lot of YouTube covers. In fact, you can check out Isabella's or Izzy's YouTube covers at KidNation.com. But right now, we're going to hear what you came up with. How much time did you put into writing this jingle for the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
It actually happened really fast. I wanted to use a ukulele because I like the kind of upbeat style of it.
Okay.
So I kind of picked a couple chords and then just kind of figured out rhymes and stuff. And then, yeah, it was pretty quick. It was within like 20 minutes.
Very interesting you chose the ukulele because last year's winner of the big break, Maddie Applegate.
Good
also
memory.
Also was a big ukulele
player.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that, Kelly. Sure. Good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I-Z-Z-Y. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I-Z-Z-Y.
The I-Z-Z-Y. Here is her Kid Craddock Morning Show jingle.
Wake up in the morning, the sun coming through my window. Before I start my day, I listen to a very special show with funny personalities and entertaining stories.
It's all me.
I'm never bored when I listen to the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Easing you out of bed.
Yes.
Jams of Izzy.
Layering her vocals like that.
Who are those girls in your song?
Very nice.
We loved it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
We're going to put these up at kidnation.com for everybody to check out. Izzy, how do we follow you on Twitter or Facebook? We'll give you a little plug there.
At Bella Rose Sing. So Bella Rose, like the flower, and then Sing.
Have you been getting a lot of additional followers as a result of this?
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Good, I'm right. Oh, so a couple. Our two listeners followed.
Yeah, we have 47, so look for another 45 followers today.
Hopefully.
They're coming your way.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, there she goes. Isabella Engler, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye, Izzy.
Check her page out at KidNation.com again. Yeah, we'll all her links are there if you want to follow her.
I like Bella Rose, too.
Bella Rose is a cool name.
Yeah.
Next up for our jingles with the ladies, because we do have two ladies and two gentlemen left.
Okay.
It's Cheyenne Goss. Cheyenne, you're living in Nashville now, right?
I am.
Small town girl. How many people in your town again? Like 1,000?
Like a little over 2,000.
How many were in your graduating class?
Oh, I don't know. I know it was over 100.
Oh, that's pretty big. Yeah. That's most of the town.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So you two got to talk to Linda Septian. Was that a pretty big deal for you? Because Linda has been known to work with some pretty big celebs.
Yeah, so I thought I was going to be talking to you guys for some reason. And then I started Skyping, and it was her, and I was like, whoa, okay. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Right?
Yeah.
The nice little surprise for you. You let Linda know that you actually auditioned for American Idol back when you were 15 years old, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you're 18 now. And you realize you're 19. I'm sorry, your birthday just happened,
just
actually.
19,
yeah, that's right.
Right.
And you realize you weren't ready for something like that. And then last year when we were going to have the big break, you didn't feel like you were ready yet?
Yeah.
You took another year, and now you're ready. Now this is the Cheyenne we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was moving away to college last year, and I was leaving my friends and my family, and I was just having such a big life transition that I knew, like, something like this could not work at that point in my life. And then this year, I moved. I'm, like, settled in. I'm at a point in my life where I could just fully commit to something like this. So I think I'm ready for it.
That's a very big decision for an 18-year-old or 17-year-old person to make. At that age, you're thinking you can do everything.
It's life changing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have my doubts, but...
All right.
And you had a pretty good luck on your Facebook, on your artist page. How many followers have you received, or did you receive in the last couple hours yesterday?
I received over 2,000 followers last night.
Wow, that's great.
That is.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cheyenne's picking up a little bit of a following.
I don't think I have that many total.
Sorry.
Crazy.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
My hometown just has my back, guys.
Good deal.
Now, what was the inspiration for your jingle, Cheyenne?
Well, I've actually been listening to you guys since I was real little. So I kind of just sat down and, like, picked out my favorite things about you guys, and I just kind of put it into a song.
Perfect.
All right, let's take a listen to Cheyenne Goss's Kid Craddock Morning Show jingle.
Grab a cup of coffee, turn on the radio, start off your day with Kid Craddock in the morning show. Raspberries are the sweetest of berries, and Kelly, you know that's you. JC is my favorite cause he's cute and entertaining, but there isn't only just those two. Big Al with his Blake obsession, if you wanna make me laugh, he can teach you a lesson. Then there's Jenna, she's so smart and she's a 10. Put them all together and what do you get? Grab a cup of coffee, turn on your radio, start off your day with the Kid Craddock in the morning show. Grab a cup of coffee, turn on your radio, start off your day with the Kid Craddock in the morning show.
There she is, Cheyenne Goss.
Somebody bring me a cup of coffee.
I want coffee, too.
Can someone bring one cup of coffee to her favorite, JC?
She said raspberries are the sweetest.
That was great,
I'll
Cheyenne.
Well done,
well
Cheyenne.
Done.
I could hear both of those songs on the radio.
Yep.
Well, probably on this show.
We'll use them, yeah.
I don't see anybody else playing them. But.
And Cheyenne, where can we follow you? Where's your favorite place to interact with people, with your fans?
I love Twitter.
Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is Shy096, so C-H-E-Y-096.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
And again, all those links are up at KidNation.com. as will her jingle. Her jingle will be up there as well. Cheyenne, we'll talk to you soon. Congratulations on writing a very nice jingle.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. You get back to sleep.
See, they don't know. The whole reason we did this was to get new jingles for
us. Yeah, how expensive it is to get jingle packages.
Jingles, they were so expensive.
They were free and from good artists.
Right.
It's the only reason we do this.
The jingle store, man, it's the man. Prices are through the roof. So thank y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell them we do.
Oh,
you'll be hearing
that's
from
a secret.
From the two guys.
Yeah,
wrong,
the,
yeah.
The, yeah, the two male finalists right. Coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know it's Wednesday, and normally Kelly Raspberry does love letters.
Well, normally, always.
Always. I know, Kelly, but Matthew Hussey had so much fun with us last time he was in studio.
How much fun did he have with us?
That he's back with us this morning.
Awesome.
Hey, Matthew.
Hello. You always so gracefully have me, and your introductions are always wonderful.
Actually, I've had him tied up in my apartment since he was last here.
Whoa.
Can't leave.
Well, the good-looking points in the room go up when you're in here, so it's good. Matthew, we would like for you to do love letters to Hussey this morning.
Okay.
Because Kelly's tired.
You know what? I'm going to sit back and listen to a real expert.
Yeah.
I mean, Kid just named me the love expert. I haven't had any formal training. Matthew, have you studied? I mean, do you have a degree in relationships?
This is a good question. No, actually, whenever I'm called a dating expert or a relationship expert, I always cringe because I don't
that's
know
the way I feel.
What could be a more narcissistic title than to think I just know all relationships and dating. But I'm interested in it, and I perhaps enough to have studied it enough to have a few tips.
You have like a psychology background at all?
No.
No, okay.
No. But I'm a great case of somebody who doesn't need a background in something to pursue it.
Yeah. And the book helps. Get the Guy has been a pretty good seller.
The book seller.
You know? The book helps, yeah. But that's the weird thing about our culture now is if you write a book and it's on the shelf, you're deemed to be an expert.
Of course.
Which is, I think, sad thing, actually. It's not a good thing because there are plenty of people who have written books who are maniacs.
Right.
Your book is excellent. I've always said I love the thing about Get the Guy is it's not just a philosophy. It's practical.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and do this and this will work. And we've had women try.
And
we used to give homework assignments on the weekends, and they would come back and say it absolutely works.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. I think that's the only thing, really, that's important is that, you know, don't trust me, just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, that's fine. But it has worked for an awful lot of people. On YouTube, for example, we have the biggest channel out there because people are following this in large numbers.
How many men follow you? Do you hear from a lot of men?
Quite a lot. We have a lot of guys who want to come to the seminars.
Because they want to be gotten.
Yeah, can't you do get
right.
the girl?
Yeah.
We at some point we may.
Yeah.
We may. But for now, we're concentrating on the ladies.
Because it feels like the men are in the power position. It
we
just
are.
Always has felt that way.
Do you
way.
Think that's true?
That's the way I feel. Like there, it's that if you play by the rules we were taught growing up, the men always have to call and ask you out, you know, and so
this
you're
is
in
how
the
I
weaker
feel.
Position.
I'll be honest, I'm a little more forward, you know, and I'm a little selective. I have no qualms about approaching a guy, like asking the guy to go to the, you know, dude action movie the other night, that kind of thing.
Right.
But after that, I do feel like the guy's in the power position because I can't be the one texting all the time. I'll be forward, but then I kind of leave it up to him.
All right.
Big Al, have you been the type to approach women or do you, have you always been able to do it?
Yeah. I've always been able to go up to a girl and say something funny, hopefully, or put my foot in my mouth half the time, but at least gets the ball rolling, breaks the ice.
Is there a go-to that you have?
Well, I haven't had to do
it's
it
a boob
in,
grab.
In quite a while. I own a bar, so I can always just buy a shot or a drink for a girl
right.
and take it to her, you know.
Yeah.
A go-to line? No, not anything in particular. I mean, like I said, just something comment on her dress or clothes or hair, or, you know.
It's usually offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really bad.
It might be. It might be borderline insulting, but not quite. But
stereotypical on the, sometimes.
On the right side of cheeky.
Yeah. Trying to be funny, but, you know, pushing
offensive,
the envelope a little bit.
Well, there's a big audience for that, actually.
Has a girl ever used one of your techniques on you, not knowing it was you?
That's a good question.
I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I would say, firstly, there's plenty of people that have used my stuff on me. I know they have followed my advice, but I don't know they're doing it in the moment.
I see.
That's what's really scary
click.
About
sure.
it. It doesn't click for me. They say something and I think, God, that was really attractive. But I don't, it's only later that I go,
11.
Oh, wait, I've said that.
Well, that's my thing.
That was chapter 11. I give you an
example. There was a woman at the end of an event who came up to me and she said, how does it feel to have all of these, you know, I look out on all these women and they all hit on you like crazy. That must be a really strange feeling. Immediately, she became attractive to me, and I was trying to figure out what happened there. And I go, oh, yeah, she distanced herself from all of the other women who were hitting on me. And all of a sudden, she was separated from the crowd. I had said that at some point that day, using a different example.
Yeah.
But it didn't click. And that to me is the magic of all this. People say, well, you must know everything when people are doing it. But actually, the reality is, because it's stuff that comes from observation, I don't come up with theories. I just watch what happens in life and then record it and give it to people in a distilled form.
I see.
Because it's observation, it's stuff that already works. And if it already works, I'm still just a primate.
Right.
You know, I still just react to what happens around me.
And did you get her number?
I did. Well, no, I did. I have very strict rules about that.
Okay.
But I have been in situations in bars where I remember it. Where was I? I was in Chicago, and I remember approaching a woman on the dance floor, and she turned around. I had been looking at her and thinking, God, she's really lovely. I went over to her and I started talking to her, and she turned around and she went, oh my God, I'm such a fan. I've read your book. And that's the moment where I go, oh, now I can't.
Yeah.
That's a tip for girls who have a thing for Matthew.
Don't be
pretend like you don't know who he is.
Yeah, don't be a fan.
Well, that's a tip for girls that have a thing for celebrities.
Yeah.
That's a lie, but then you're lying.
I know, that is what's
I wouldn't mind. No. If I was a celebrity, I wouldn't mind.
I'm a
Z-list. But if I were just a celebrity, I wouldn't mind. But because I coach this stuff, I don't want to be the person that someone then writes about and says, well, the love coach, was terrible.
Yeah. Terrible lover.
Oh, I see. Yeah. He's great with the words, but when it came down to it.
Well, I have to admit, if somebody walks up to me and says, you listen to the radio, blah, 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 I'll talk to him, obviously, and have a conversation, but I don't really want to date that person.
What are you afraid? I'm interested to see if it's the same thing. What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
So they don't like you for the real you, as the image you project.
I think that's it.
We
love the show, love the show, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
that's great. I love that. But I'm probably not going to date that person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know? I like when a guy's like, oh, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. That's cool. I like that.
Matthew Hussey, we have some letters here for
you. Yes, we do.
Kelly, we'll take a seat, and we'll read you these letters, and you give us your honest answer.
Okay, got it.
All right.
And after I say you are the love expert, you say, I am. Okay.
Yes, I am.
You have to.
Oh, this is so weird for me just to sit back and listen.
Wow.
You'll catch on.
Okay. I might be a poor imitation of Kelly, but we'll try.
It's going to be good. You guys ready to sing?
Just be brutal, Matthew.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
One, two, three.
Love letters. Love letters to Hussey.
Dear Matthew Hussey, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married to my husband for 3 months now, and we've been arguing about something a lot lately. I can't fall asleep in bed with him unless I take medicine.
Oh,
I guess it hurts his feelings because he asks me every single night if I took my sleeping meds, and every single time he gets upset about it. He says I should sleep better than ever with him by my side, like he does with me. I've never shared a bed with anyone before, so this whole thing is brand new to me. We waited until marriage to do anything together, including even spending the night, so I'm trying to get used to sharing my space with another person. I'm sick of having to defend myself every single night. Should I start lying to him about the meds to end the fighting? I hate the thought of lying to my husband, but if that's what I have to do to keep the peace, then I will at least consider it. Am I being unreasonable? Lena.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's a tough one.
This is the type of love letters.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Firstly, I love the fact that she says she hates the thought of lying to her husband, but she hated more the thought of spending the night with a man before she married him.
Yeah.
That is mad to me.
Emotional issue, yeah.
I don't understand it. I will not understand. I just want to say this to everyone out there who didn't write this letter, who isn't married yet. Go stay at his frickin' house before you marry him.
What if you have religious convictions?
Don't do anything sexy.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is, how many people really will go on holiday with someone for a week and stay in the same hotel as them without knowing that they get on with that person really well? Yeah. We won't do that with a friend. So why would you decide the person you're going to be in a bed with for the rest of your life before having actually been to their house and stayed over with them and seen, are there any things that we do that really bug each other? So I think people have to get past that. Even if they're religious, even if there's no sex involved, you have to get as close as possible to someone before you marry them.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that this person is going through certain issues now, because there's such a culture shock for them to suddenly be staying in the same bed every night as each other. And I think there has to be a teething process, and you have to be okay with that. Did she say she was taking the meds because she couldn't sleep, yeah, because she was sleeping next to him?
Yes, that's what she said.
So weird.
Okay, so that I would stop. Don't do that, because you're setting up a pattern right now that, if you're not careful, will last your entire marriage. Instead, go through the difficult period of having to get used to being in bed with somebody, even if it means a couple of nights a week, you don't do it. You don't have to do it every single night of the week, but go through it. Don't numb it by taking sleeping meds. Of course he's insulted. I would be too, I think, if my partner had to take meds to fall asleep next to me.
What if I just take them for fun?
Well, then.
That's a different story.
Last night was great, Jenna, was it?
Solid first answer.
That was pretty good.
That was complicated and heavy. Right. Let's see what else we
Matthew
got.
Matthew Hussey, guest love letter expert. Right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Love letters to Hussey. Dear Matthew Hussey, you are the love expert.
I am.
Yeah, you need to answer, Matthew. I'm really embarrassed by my mom. I think she's going through a midlife crisis or something. She came to my school for a meeting with my teacher last week, and she borrowed one of my outfits. My boyfriend has been making comments lately about how my mom seems to be getting hotter, and I think she's going to the tanning bed, and she might even have gotten her eyeliner tattooed on. It's just so weird to see my mom walk into the classroom wearing the same outfit I wore last week, and then hear my friends giggle behind me. I don't want to be rude or hateful to her because she's my mom, but seriously, what about my reputation? How do I tell my mom she's being weird without hurting her feelings? That's from Kylie.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, Kylie, you may get to an age where you want to wear a young, sexy outfit and eyeliner and look great, and there'll be a young teenager with a target on your back saying that you look weird and that they're ashamed. So I would remember that before you go to your mum, because it's important. It doesn't matter how old one is. They always want to look sexy. They always want to look good.
I know I do.
And she might be.
Yeah.
If she's going through a phase right now, I would be supportive in every way you can and tell her how great she looks. And if you really want to sit her down and say, Mum, maybe let's go out shopping and find you some great outfits that would look great on you, because right now you're wearing my outfit, then great, do that. But I wouldn't come to her with the shaming that you might run into, because that's going to hurt her feelings. And at the end of the day, she's your mum and you love her, and you just want her. She wants to look good, and that's okay. And that's something that you want too for yourself. Yeah. So don't take away something for her that you want for yourself.
Aww, she's going through a little midlife crisis.
I want to open up a store called Forever 51.
That's pretty good. I like that.
For the moms out there?
I like
just
that.
To help them out a little bit.
I can't tell you the last time I saw someone under 21 in Forever 21.
Right.
You approve of that answer, Kelly?
I do.
All right, let's move on.
You can do no wrong.
Love letters. Love letters to Hussey.
Dear Hussey, you are the love expert.
I am.
I feel a little bit guilty for lying to my daughter, but I'm doing it for her own good in a way. She wouldn't let me be her Facebook friend, so I created a fake profile. I stole pics from some kid at another school in town, created a profile as a teenager. She accepted that request, and I've sort of been stalking my daughter that way.
Oh.
And just so you know, this is from her mother. Well, since we've become friends, I've noticed that another girl at my daughter's school is a horrible bully. She's awful. I asked my daughter about it in the most discreet way possible, and she acts like everything's fine. I can't help her if she won't talk to me about the problem, so I'm stuck. Is it time for me to tell my daughter that I totally creeped out and created a fake profile to keep up with her life, or do I let her deal with the problem until she's ready to come to me about it? I don't know if I'm doing the right thing as a mom. That's from Cynthia.
See, these aren't always about affairs of the heart.
No.
They're
affairs of the crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder your daughter doesn't want to be Facebook friends with you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're stalking her via a fake or someone else's profile, which is really weird, using pictures of another person. And now you want to get involved in her affairs. Why do you think she didn't want you on her Facebook in the first place? Because she knows that you'll go on there and try and find business to meddle in. Mm-hmm. You found it. You found a girl who seems to be a bully. Guess what? There's one in every single school across America.
Sure. Maybe two.
Exactly. Yeah. So, of course, she doesn't want to involve you in her life. If you create a dynamic where if she says she doesn't want to let you into something, you just force open the door anyway. she will never want to tell you anything. Mm-hmm. So be a team with this girl. Actually sit her down and show her that you want to be more involved in her life in subtle little ways. When she tells you something, instead of actually giving advice and judging it, just listen. Just shut up and be quiet and listen to what she has to say and be interested instead of trying to go in and police her problems, which is exactly what you've done. You've barged into her private life by force. This is not good parenting.
I don't know what it is. The overbearing parent I witnessed in college, my parents were always so open with me and I never rebelled. And, you know, they didn't like pry into my personal life. And my girlfriends that were like grounded all the time and their parents were so involved, they were the ones that went wild.
Yeah. Way
college,
crazy, yeah.
If you do this, then they hide things and you want to rebel more.
Sure. My dad said one of the smartest things I've ever heard anyone say on the subject of parenting. I said to him, I have two younger brothers. I said, we were never bad kids. I mean, we did bad stuff, but we were never bad kids. And we always remained your friend the whole time. We never went through that phase of hating you. I said, what did you do? And he said, it was easy. He said, I never gave you anything to rebel against. And that's really great advice, because the moment you set up these parameters where a kid has to rebel, that's it. You've lost that battle. And we know that is true of all areas of life, for the same reason prohibition didn't work, is because people will rebel and they will do it behind your back. So if they figure out that actually they can come to you with anything, if a kid figures out that when they're drunk at the party, they can call you up, even though you didn't know they were going to be at the party, even though they're not supposed to be drinking, if they know they can call you up at midnight and say, Mom, I'm drunk, and I messed up, and they say, all right, let me come and get you. And they come and get you, and they don't berate you the moment they get there. They take you home, and the next day you just have a conversation as two adults. That's the kid that will tell you anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the one who you come and drag out of the party in front of their friends.
Like, well done.
Yeah.
Like preach on, Matthew.
Good advice. You know? Man, wow. You can stay as long as you want, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
Kelly, I'm sorry, Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly. After 21
years. Retired.
Love letters to Kelly.
That's all right. I'm tired.
What are you doing next Wednesday?
Beginner's luck. Yeah.
If you do want to write a love letter to Kelly, she'll be back next week with her.
You'll have me.
Go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. And write us a love letter. Kelly will answer it for you. In the same style that Matthew Hussey did.
I'll even do it with a British accent.
Okay, will you?
Deal. Yes.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I have great news for you guys.
What's that?
Lucinho, our Romanian stallion.
The guy that made the hamburger song.
Yeah.
A couple of others.
You remember Lucinho?
Yeah.
I am hungry. Please give me hamburger.
My dude is dropping hits left and right. He wrote another song, Big Al.
Oh, man, I got to hear it.
Oh, we'll get to it later.
I got to hear it. This is my man. I love this guy.
Yeah, we got that song. We'll play it for you a little bit.
Okay.
Because right now.
More great news.
Great news. Elena Davies has made it to the studio.
All right.
Yeah, what happened to 20? I'll be there in 2025-ish.
I forgot that traffic is a thing when you're not driving to work, you know, before the sun's up. Other people also drive to work.
It's good you still have the bar bracelet on, though.
That's the movie bracelet.
I'm trying to remember. This may not have been the most recent time I was late, but the time that I remember most about that I was late, I was out partying with Gavin DeGraw. And, So,
You want to pick up that name you just dropped real quick?
Buddy. So Gavin and I, after his show, we went and partied for a little while. This is a week now, like a Wednesday. And I got home, and we partied. So woke up the next morning. It was daylight outside. I don't know what had gone on the show. I was 2 hours late just from the point time I woke up.
And well,
I can't tell you what I said. Blink, 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 blink.
Basically, no one can get fired here. That's what Al's trying to tell you. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, that was one of the questions we had. What was the curse word that came out of your mouth when you realized you were late? Was it the S or the F?
It was probably the F. Yeah. So, sorry, Mom.
I told you. I knew it was going to be. And how are you feeling this morning, Elena?
Just other than...
Hungover?
No, I feel great.
Tired.
I mean, I'm tired, but I'm always tired, so...
You should be feeling great. You had 2 extra hours of sleep.
I know, right? That it should make a difference, but...
What time did you wake up?
I think whenever Kelly called me during a break, after
we had already so called
you. Yeah.
To the voicemail. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that call woke me up, so maybe like 6:20-ish.
Okay.
What time is your alarm normally set for?
4:45.
It's always really interesting. I've done this twice bad since I've worked here. So yeah. It happens. And I remember it's the worst feeling when you wake up and it's light outside.
Yeah, I know.
With this job, because it's never light. No matter what time of year, it is never light when we get up to go to work. And when it's light outside, you hear birds chirping, yeah. You're like, man. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Not right. If you're just joining us, Elena was our first caller of the day earlier. But
Elena, our phone.
Well, not really her phone. Her
voicemail.
Her voicemail was because she was sleeping.
Did you have fun last night at least?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I got to go see a little movie.
I saw you at TED.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I mean, vaguely.
What time did you start?
You were there.
Drinking?
Uh-huh, I was there.
It's one of those movie theaters where you could get a drink, right?
Yeah. Well, me and my girlfriend had some apps and drinks before the movie, and then we walked up the escalator, and we were like, "Ooh, they sell beer here."
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do, and they served you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then after the movie, my wife is the one that noticed that you were having a good time because she could hear you from 39 feet away.
Yeah.
So it looked like you guys were headed off somewhere else after the movie. Where'd you go after that?
We actually just went back to the same little restaurant in the mall and sat on the patio and mm-hmm. had another beer.
Uh-huh. Or two?
Just the one. But that did it.
Elena, what were you doing around 11:56 last night?
Oh, boy.
I was...
Still at the restaurant?
Nope, I was at an Applebee's.
You were at Applebee's?
Wow, so you did make another stop.
I made another stop.
Do you remember this, Elena?
Yeah, I can talk. I'm good at talking.
Okay. Do you have some appetizers for half off right now? Do you
want to
try some of those?
Ooh, appetizers are half off right now. Do you want to try some of those? Hi, hot girl from France. How old is my boyfriend? Yeah, he's 36. We're happy together.
Elena was periscoping.
Yeah, what? She was.
At midnight.
I do not remember that.
You don't remember
really
that?
Not a ton, no.
All right.
How old are you, Elena? How old are you?
24.
That's fine.
So Elena, you're supposed to go out on Tuesday night and stay
Well,
out.
I'm just trying to, like, you know.
Live the life?
You're supposed to.
Is periscope supposed to disappear?
It disappears after 24 hours. So it's live and people can interact with you,
so people
which is
can
really cool.
See this all day today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to get on and delete that really quick. Club going up on a Tuesday. Applebee's going up on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Based on that video, we're thinking you're feeling pretty good this morning.
So, I feel so good.
We're going to have to punish you. Oh. Now, we're a radio show, so we're not going to punish you the way other jobs would. We're going to give you the spin challenge. Because I'm pretty sure you don't want to do anything but stand still and sit down this morning.
Wait, what's the spin challenge?
The spin challenge. Thank you for asking, Jenna. That's where Elena, you will spin around as fast as you can 15 times.
15 times?
We'll cut it down to 10 because based on that one, we'll do maybe 5.
No.
And then you will have to read a celebrity story.
Oh, so it's kind of like in-studio drunk news.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right. So I'm still feeling a little bit, so this should be fun.
So you will do your spin. And then I'll hand you your story, and your job is to read it perfectly, Elena.
Good luck.
If you read it perfectly, you keep your job.
Well, that's good, because according to my Periscope, I'm good at talking.
You are good at talking.
Right.
Let's Elena let us know.
Yeah, I can talk. I'm good at talking.
Dang right you are, Elena.
All right.
Elena, are you ready to spin around?
Oh, no.
Take your headphones off.
Take them off.
I don't even want to spin, and I got a good night's sleep.
Right. Are you ready? And spin.
I just turned.
1, 2, 3, there you go.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, Elena.
Go.
The story. Read the top one.
Snoop Dogg daughter Corey had her sweet 16 party on Monday, and it was off a bunch of bored teenagers sitting around playing with their phones. But Snoop put an end to that. He urged the boys to get out on the dance floor, saying they were too many pretty girls. Four to ignore. He even offered to turn down the lights a little. Eventually, they put their phones away and the dance floor filled up. At one point, there was even a group of shirtless male dancers. Sounds like something I'd be interested in performing to really get the party going.
Mm. Yeah.
Well done, Elena.
Thank you so much.
So you're drinking like a fish, and what do? You get on drunk news. I guess the shots that you got were too much for you. Let's do some drunk news.
You feeling good, Elena?
I feel really good.
Yeah. You ready to go answer some phones?
You want some grease? You want something greasy? Full belly?
Yeah, you need some bacon. Maybe a pork chop.
When you call the show, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you talk really loud.
Yeah, because
so the thing about hear you.
When you're hungover, you can't hear well. So you need to shout.
Hey, Elena!
Hey, Elena, what's up?
Yeah, I can talk. I'm good at talking.
I hate y'all.
Thank you for coming in, Elena. You know?
Thanks.
Making it
up
is half the battle. Young lady.
Hey, you showed up.
And look at it this way. You only have, what, a 2-hour work day?
Yeah. Go me.
That's not bad. It's happened to all of us.
It
here
has,
I am.
It has. I was hoping it wouldn't happen
that's
so early on.
And if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
Dang right.
Hey, get it out of the way.
That was my birthday, though. That was my birthday.
Yeah, all yesterday. Right. Yesterday was my birthday, too.
Sure.
Sure. That's a thing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
The big break is going strong. We've narrowed it down to 4 finalists. Now, this is where we're looking for the next big thing. We're looking for the next Lord. We want the Taylor Swifts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, we give you all the opportunities that you want as an artist. We're setting you up with Linda Septian from the Septian Entertainment Group. She's worked with Destiny's Child, Jessica Simpson, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez.
She's what they call a star maker.
Yeah, and she's going to be along for the ride to help you out with everything you need. She's got all the hookups with the record labels. She's even got a hookup this year with American Idol, and it's the last season of American Idol.
Right.
She's getting us go ahead and cut everybody and go audition for the producer's type pass.
VIP American Idol audition pass. That's part of the prize.
Now, she'll also give you coaching on stage with the media, songwriting lessons.
Music video.
She'll master your song. You'll get to record your original song. That's what she's doing for these artists.
You never know, man.
Now, the kids are between 13 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's when you gotta strike while the iron's hot. And we already gave them their first challenge, which was to write a jingle about the show.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Cheyenne's jingle, and we heard Isabella's jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Now the gentlemen are up.
We love hearing people sing about us.
Yeah, and they only have a night to do it.
Yeah.
Feel free to submit your own jingles to us. We'd love to hear
Why
them.
Why not?
Why not?
It should be a summer project for bored children at home who have little keyboards and guitars.
Yeah.
Or adults. Anybody could write a jingle.
I would love that.
Yeah, why not?
Send it to me.
Yes.
And if it's not dirty, we will play it.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
I just made that decision.
It has been thank you, Kelly. Kelly Raspberry, right there.
Now, all the information about the final four is up at KidNation.com. Their original song, their cover song, their a little bit about themselves if you want to get to know them, how to follow them on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Kelly, who do you have in front of you?
Well, I have Jacob Serrano.
Jacob Serrano.
I wanted to do him because I wanted to roll my R's a few times this morning.
And Jenna, you have Blake's.
Yes, I have Jacob's also. No, I have Blake's. It's all right. We can do whatever you want.
Well, I have Jacob Serrano. Do I have the wrong one?
No, you're good.
You're good.
All right.
Nope.
You're good.
So are we talking to Jacob first?
We were going to talk to Blake first,
okay,
I believe.
There you go.
Yes. Let's get Blake on the phone real quick. Blake, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, man.
What's up, dude?
Nothing much.
When were you given the challenge? When were you given the challenge to write the jingle? Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
And you had all.
Yeah, basically yesterday. Yeah.
You had all day to do this.
How long did it take you?
Well, I had work, and then I had work the day before too. So I got home about 10 o'clock last night and tried to crank it out.
You're the guy that needs no sleep, though, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you work at Champs.
There's still deadlines, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were you singing as you were at work?
I was kind of like writing at work, I guess.
Yeah.
But I sing at work every day.
It's interesting. Some artists, they'll talk about when a song is, they're inspired, they can knock out a hit song in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then some people will sweat and cry and bleed over a song for
months.
You know, it just depends on when it strikes.
Was this jingle easy for you, Blake, would you say?
I don't know if easy was the word, but it was challenging. I wrote like 10 different ones.
I couldn't
figure out which one I wanted to do.
10? You are fruitful.
We might have to borrow those.
So how was the reaction to all your friends and family? They hear you on the radio yesterday, or was it yesterday we made the big announcement, or was it Monday? I don't remember.
This week.
Well, I actually listened to it with my coworkers at work.
Yeah, what'd they say?
A little bit later. they're all excited. They think it's so cool. And, I mean, it is, so.
It is cool. And we're excited to hear your jingle that you wrote for us.
Awesome.
You're right. What did you use? What instrument? Did you go guitar on it? Piano?
Yeah, so I was planning on putting a whole bunch of different little, like, layers on it.
Yeah.
Like, electric guitar-wise or, like, little piano snips. But, like I said,
that's
I tried to crank it out at the end there.
Yeah.
And, so it's just guitar and vocals.
And and you had a Skype interview with Linda Septian, right?
I did.
How'd that go?
It was pretty cool. It was very eye-opening, I guess.
Yeah, what was the most eye-opening thing about it?
Oh, just kind of realizing that, you know, people are listening now.
There you go.
That you have to have something going on for you. You gotta know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this could be your big break.
Does she exactly. like your look as much as I do? I love that balding 19-year-old look you've got going on.
Tell you what, Kelly, I kind of, in the jingle, it's half jingle, half love letter to you. So.
Perfect.
Boy. Now Kelly's going to love it super.
You know how to do it.
That's right.
That's a man that's been listening to this show for a while.
There you go. Blake, are you ready for us to play your jingle?
I'm ready. Man.
Of course you are.
All right,
here we go. Here is Blake's jingle.
I'm waking up in the morning. Songs. And all my friends are there to greet me and tell me all that's been going on. Got JC who rocks the mic like he is at a party. Can't keep the guys away from Jenna's beautiful face. Big Al Max, pointless stories help me get through my long days. Love letters to Kelly so she can please show us the way. To find out what you've been missing on the Kid Krady Morning Show. Myself a letter all about love or the lack thereof. I'm gonna send it to the expert so she can tell me what I've been doing wrong. See, I love my hair, but it don't care and won't love me back. The follicles have fled my head, and now I just can't rely. Bought some cream to recreate my dream, now cut me some slack. And if all else fails, well then, now that entails a razor and wire. So Kelly, can you help me on the Kid Krady Morning Show?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're that first one.
What?
Uh-oh. Missed the last part. What was the last
part? Hit the applause, Shannon.
What was the talk?
So, Kelly, can you help me on the Kid Krady Morning Show?
I mean, unless you're into that sort of thing.
Okay. I like it.
Well done, Blake.
There you go. Nice job, Blake Thompson.
Awesome.
And what's your Twitter, Blake?
It's really random. It's at Chipper for Tetch.
What?
What?
It's a nickname I had. It's Chipper for Tetch. CHIPPERFERTETCH.
Okay. You got to come up with something better.
We'll have that up at KidNation.com.
We'll never find you.
No, the link will be up at KidNation.
That's like when that AOL screen name comes back to haunt you.
Well, Blake,
made it a while back.
Well done, sir. We'll be in touch with you to issue you your next challenge for the big break.
Good job, Blake.
Well done, sir.
Good job, man.
There goes Blake Thompson.
All right. Now we're on to Jacob,
right?
Jacob Serrano.
He's the youngest in the competition, correct?
He is.
He is, yes. He is 15 years old, right? So, Jacob, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Oh, ma'am. Look
good
at
morning.
You.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Good. We're doing good. How did you handle this challenge yesterday?
It was actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be, because the guitar, I've had the lid going on for a long time, and I've always wanted to make a song to it, but I was like, I never really got around to it. I was like, this was the perfect opportunity to make some lyrics up to that little thing, so yeah.
Oh, all right. Great.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
And Linda Septian, vocal coach to the stars, Skyped with all of you yesterday, and we heard that she asked you if you spoke Spanish, which we would assume, of course, because your name's Jacob Serrano.
Yeah, I can sing a little bit of Spanish. Actually, I'm doing a wedding this Saturday with another girl. We're going to be singing three songs, and one of them is a Spanish song called Entra en mi vida by Sin Bandera.
Oh, whoa. Love it. Yes. Me and more.
Beautiful.
So,
I don't speak it fluently, but I can sing it.
Okay, that's good. Because you could be an international star.
Yeah.
As long as you could sing
it. Oh, you Mexican.
Any song or Mexican song interpreter.
Right.
We need a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so what was your inspiration for the song yesterday?
Honestly, just fun. I mean, because I have fun when I listen to y'all in the morning. So, I mean, this song is kind of like fun and popish, you know? So I was like, hey, you know, so.
Okay.
Go, it's going to be upbeat. Okay.
Let's take a listen to Jacob's jingle.
Quit snoring, get going, wake up to in the morning. Big out Max to JC, Jenna to Kelly. The day's just begun. Let's have fun.
Quick and to the point.
I
like that too.
Well done,
Jacob.
Thank you.
Layered and everything.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't need a long jingle.
No. Sometimes you just got to get back to the show.
Right?
Boom, boom, boom.
We're
in a
hurry.
Put the name of the show. Well done, Jacob. What are you going to be doing today? Writing more music?
I'll be working for the wedding this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Unless y'all give me another challenge. I got y'all.
Oh, we'll get something
we gotta come
for
up
you.
With one.
I like your ambition, buddy.
All the jingles are going to be up at kidnation.com, as well as their videos, like we said.
Yeah.
Check them out. Get to know them. Their Twitters, Instagrams, all that are put up. Oh, before we go, since we're doing guy jingles right now.
Yeah.
You remember the man who brought you the hamburger song, right?
Lucinho?
Yeah.
Lucinho.
I am hungry, I am hungry, I am hungry. Please give me hamburger.
Yeah, never forget it.
He's got a new one for us.
What?
Yeah. We'll go out to break with Lucinho's new song, the pantyhose song.
Oh, lovely.
Here you go.
I have a panty hose over my face. 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 I cannot eat hamburger with a panty hose over my face. I cannot eat hamburger with a panty hose over my face.
That's great. I think we know who won the jingle competition today.
Lucinho all the way in Romania. Bring it. He's our official Romanian singer.
Lucinho, I love you.
Oh, man. He did album artwork and everything. Right?
I love that man right there.
We have international acts here. Not just Jacob.
I'm going to figure out a way to bring him over here to perform.
You got
to
bring him over here.
Some kind of concert or something.
Yeah, we found
in front of people, though.
We found Lucinho on the internet because Al was celebrating National Hamburger Day.
Yeah.
And we found his song, and we talked to him. We love him. Now he writes his songs. That one was from the pantyhose challenge yesterday.
But he
can't
eat the hamburger now.
I love that.
No, because the pantyhose is over his face, Kelly.
You guys, it's panty.
Pantyhose is over his face. Oh, I love it. I love him so much.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about when you're under anesthesia?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this guy in D.C. who sued for defamation and medical malpractice because he recorded them talking smack about him and his body in certain areas.
Oh.
And while he was under, he was just trying to record instructions from the doctors on how to take care of himself afterwards.
Right.
But he accidentally taped the entire exam. He was getting a colonoscopy. Here is some of the audio. We can't play you all of it, but here's some of it.
And really, after 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit. So just make sure you're gowned up.
Can you give me some lube on the
floor? No, you accidentally rub up against it. Some syphilis on your arm or something.
That'll be bad.
It's not Ebola, you're okay.
So if you see a reaction, you're
okay. Penis and Ebola. Jack
and
pants.
And I'm putting his IV in. He's like, I always pass out when I look at them.
Great.
Well, why are you looking then?
To turn your head. Why are you looking?
They want to believe what they want to believe. These people are into their medical problems. Mm-hmm.
you need to have medical problems. Down and round they go, wheel of annoying patients it goes. Where to land, nobody knows. I feel bad, I shouldn't be so mean. I'm gonna mark hemorrhoids, even though we don't see them, and probably won't. I'm just gonna take a shot in the dark.
Just going to go ahead and say he has hemorrhoids, even though they can't see anything.
I couldn't understand a lot of that. Yeah. What was, could you give the highlights of what was said?
She basically, in what we played, said she wanted to punch him in the face and man him up a little bit. Because I guess the gentleman was scared of needles.
Oh.
And he was saying he's gotten queasy in the past when he's had a needle work done.
Wow.
And she's basically making fun of him for that. They talked about his body part, his male part.
Yeah.
Because he had told them that he was taking care, there was a bit of a rash and he was taking medication for that. So they were making fun of that and saying,
like, watch where your hand goes. So you don't make contact. That's bad, bad, bad.
So this guy gets in his car to listen to the aftercare, and then he realizes, oh man, I recorded the whole thing. And then imagine listening to that in your car after these people just had you under. And so he decided to sue and he won.
I imagine.
$500,000.
Woo.
And
I'd let someone talk bad about my body for that.
Yeah. Man, they
so
talk bad about my body for a lot less.
You expect it to be professional in there and just to take care of your work and then it's done.
But yeah, you're totally vulnerable.
So yeah, you know, and the fact that it's your man parts and everything are showing and they're talking about it.
Right.
The thing you least expect to be happening while you're under is happening to this guy.
I think this is what they do for a living.
Yeah, this is
that's what I tell
them.
Myself. Like,
right?
They've seen a lot of this. They've seen a lot worse. Whatever. That's what you tell yourself before you go under.
It's also shop talk. You know. If we were all being recorded 24/7.
Oh yeah.
It would not be good.
Probably not.
So speaking
it's
of,
I'm not saying what they did was right, but
they're paying for it, and I'm pretty sure the anesthesiologist. They're saying they can't find her at any place of employment, so I'm pretty sure she lost her job over that.
Yeah. So speaking of doctors.
Right.
My girlfriend just sent me a text message.
Uh-huh.
Baby, when did you send me this? In a picture of the card that I left on her kitchen counter over a week ago.
Dr. Girlfriend.
She finally saw it.
Over a week ago, and I'd mentioned to you guys, she never acknowledged it. I was wondering if she found it, if she didn't find it, or
And
I never brought it up, right? And so I guess because it was on the corner of her kitchen counter, like as soon as she walks in, so maybe she walked in and put something over it, and just hadn't even thought about it.
Isn't it hard being romantic, Al? We try to be romantic, and then nothing happens. Like I sent my wife a random "I love you" text yesterday, and she sent back "TY." The kids are so annoying this morning. Like, I'm trying to be romantic.
Who's Ty?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ow.
Hey, in other medical news, though, this is something that a lot of ladies and JC need to be concerned about. I'm talking about hazardous skinny jeans.
Yes.
Continue, please.
I mean, JC. I love skinny jeans. I don't care how much, you know, big bell-bottom jeans or high-waisted jeans, whatever, come back. I've always loved skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. And I have wondered, I mean, they can't be that good for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how tight they are.
Hugging
There's
everything.
Been times I've been getting a pedicure before and tried to roll up my jeans, and it starts cutting the circulation off to my feet, and it hurts, and I don't know what to do. Oh, my goodness. I will never do this again. After reading this story that just came out in the news today, a woman had to be hospitalized for 4 days because of her skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. And what happened? She was helping. She's 35 years old. She spent the day helping a relative move, squatting for hours as she emptied closets. She was walking home later that night. Her feet grew numb. She tripped and fell, totally immobilized. She spent hours on the ground before she was found, was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said, "We blame what happened on a combination of prolonged squatting for hours and the tight jeans she was wearing. Doctors were forced to cut the jeans off her calves because they had become so swollen." He said, "Normally muscles can expand to compensate for swelling with an injury, but there was basically a tourniquet effect."
Whoa.
This is so dangerous that she had to be, they cut her out of it. And then she was in the hospital for 4 days on IV fluids to try and get everything flowing back there.
Just from squatting that long.
Because they said if she had gone, I mean, any longer, really, the chance of that numbness, you know, going away. That she would have lost nerve sensation completely forever.
Dang. Yeah, but how nice did her butt look?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.